New research on Antarctica could lead to key insights into climate change, biodiversity, and global weather patterns. The Morrison government has committed $56 million into Antarctic research, with $36 million to a program led by Monash University called Securing Antarctica's Environmental Future. Courtney Thomas reports.
Antarctica is often forgotten about because of its solitary, but new research led by Monash University in Melbourne could lead to a better understanding of this continent. The Morrison government's committed $36 million to this seven-year research program. Professor of Biological Sciences at Monash University, Stephen Chown, says Antarctica has an enormous influence over the rest of the world.
If its ice sheets were to melt, we would be faced with huge amounts of sea level rise. And even a metre of melting, which somewhere between a metre and 2 metres is forecast for the end of the century, means substantial change to the world. The way weather works is that there's a huge influence from Antarctica onto the rest of the world through ocean currents and atmosphere interactions. For example, what happens in Antarctica has enormous influence on Australia, for example, on southern South America and on southern Africa.
He says Antarctica is unlike elsewhere because it's not a country and it's managed by a collective of countries under the Antarctic Treaty.
If we think about Antarctica itself, it's filled with extraordinary animals, plants, and even microbiota, tiny little things we don't see, which in some examples live right below the ice sheets. So understanding the future of those organisms and managing to look after it in times of substantial change is incredibly important. So those are the two major reasons why Antarctica is so important. Of course, it's influenced by human activity that's taking place around the globe and in the continent itself. And so that's the reason why we proposed this work and we'll be doing it over the next 7 years.
He says none of this research has been done before, so it's a world first with Australia leading the way.
If you think about Australia, we have a system of protected areas, both on land and in the marine realm. And those are based on where biodiversity lies. We expect it partly, anyway, to move to with changing climates. And for the Antarctic, there is a system of protected areas, but almost none of that is known. Where will it move to? How will it respond in the future? What will the introduction of new species accidentally mean for the continent? And we know that because it's warming in parts, that this is becoming more suitable. So we want to be able to provide with the evidence needed to actually respond to this well, to understand where their protected areas should be, and to do it in an integrated and cost-effective way, using really nice new mathematical optimization techniques that are available. None of this has been done before. So what we're really aiming to get is the ability of everyone to understand the Antarctic region better, to be better able to forecast its change and what it means for its environments, and then to have great policy that actually responds to that information.
Mr. Chown says how pivotal this science research is for our future.
It's important to remember as we face all of this uncertainty and change, especially at the moment where the world is essentially experiencing something really unknown, that science is really critical for understanding our path forward. And there's a lot of questions, Dave, about science and scientific contribution, but it's the one thing that can really help us understand, forecast the future and inform decision makers about what their options are. So the investment, sometimes investments in science will say, really, is this the most significant thing? And in fact, it's extremely important for society going forward. So I'd say that's a message for any field. If you're looking at any research endeavor, it's really critical. Knowledge generation has helped us get to a tremendous position as society, and I think it's always worth an investment into the future.
The research will be conducted over a seven-year period and is in collaboration with 30 organisations across Australia and the world, including the University of Technology, University of Wollongong, University of New South Wales, James Cook University, University of Adelaide, the Western Australian Museum, and the South Australian Museum, the Australian Antarctic Division, Geoscience Australia, Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, and the Bureau of Meteorology.
And that story was by Courtney Thomas.